And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And here we are.
Star Wars!
Star Wars!
It's a Star War.
Yes.
We saw Star Wars today.
Yeah, I have to go see Star Wars today.
No spoilers.
Yeah, we'll go with spoilers, but and we'll talk about it in a second. I just wanted to maybe do some quick housekeeping up front.
Oh, sure.
As far as this episode that we're releasing, it's going to be our last episode of the year because
yes.
We're going to take the rest of the time off to, you know, just do the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
And when we get back, the plan would be to regularly produce and air release shows.
Yeah, like we should have been doing the whole time,
which we try to do, and we've been having a rough go of it, I guess, recently, just trying to keep everything in order on a regular schedule, and it's tough because, you know,
it has.
We're busy, you know, we're trying to do all these other things, you know, and it's hard, you know, to, you know, sit down, read a comic. I mean, it's not hard.
No, it's just, there's been a lot of life shit going on lately, so, you know, I recently had a death in the family, and you know, there's all that shit going on, so.
Yeah. So we're just going to take it, you know, we're going to. My plan was to do a bi-weekly podcast, which I never really was open to doing, but I've kind of reconsidered that recently.
Uh-huh.
And because the reason why you do a weekly podcast is because you do it for sales and you do it for, you know, just loyalty and just stuff like that. And I've always been a big proponent of that. But I think given the way that things were kind of getting crazy, you know, we were just like, maybe we should kind of dial it back. But after upon further inspection, you know, I think if we release a show on Fridays, you know, when we record on a certain day every week and give me some time to actually put the show together and put it out and have it ready to go when it's supposed to go, that'll be better. So,
yeah.
And I feel the only reason why I kind of go into this is because I feel bad about for folks that listen to the show every week, you know, or when.
And we're just jacking off on the schedule, basically.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not fair to you guys. So I guess, you know, we're gonna take the rest of the
Our New Year's resolution is that we're gonna try to be better.
Yeah, no, definitely, and we're gonna. I think we can keep to that. I think that's very possible. So, but yeah, just wanted to run that by you guys up the top of the show here. So, but let's get into here's the thing. Within 12 to 14 hours, I think, right? I would say.
What?
From like last night until this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We watched we're back to back. So we started off watching Marriage Story on Netflix because that movie is probably going to be nominated for a bunch of Oscars and shit.
Yep.
And, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about it. And basically, you know, it's Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson having a shit marriage and trying to fucking deal with it.
It is one of those movies that it's like, it's very well written, it's very well acted, blah, blah, blah. It's just not for me.
Yeah. And I mean,
fine.
The performances are great.
The performances are very good. These are people doing what they do very well.
Immediately after that.
Yeah. Yes.
We were sitting around.
Within
5 minutes, we're just like, oh, what else on Netflix? And I you know, and The Irishman is up there, Martin Scorsese's
almost four hour
film about
that time Robert De Niro was Irish.
Holy shit.
Just like, did you not know any Irish people? Anyway,
it was really frustrating because
I realize it's based on a book.
Uh-huh.
It is based on the so-called memoir of some guy who said he was the trigger man for all of these things. It's not true.
Yeah,
it's all embellished. Whatever. I get it's based on the book. I hear you paint houses. I see it at Second and Charles all the time. I've never bought it. So
it's surprising considering it's a, you know, it's a crime murder.
Yeah, because I knew it's full of shit. That's why I haven't bought it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not true. So, yes, I understand because the guy who wrote it is Irish. I get it. But at the same time, I'm like, did you not know any Irish people, any Irish actors?
I can name a whole bunch of them.
But it's fine. It's good. It's very long. I think I agree with a lot of people who've been saying it should have been maybe broken up into a couple episodes, like a series.
Yeah.
Well shot, well acted. Joe Pesci's great in it.
Joe Pesci's really good.
He's really good in it. Like, you know, because I'm so used to seeing Joe Pesci being Joe Pesci in other places.
Yeah, I'm not really a where Joe he's Pesci like, drama.
Yeah, no, sort. But he's very good in this movie.
Yeah. A lot of prosthetics, you know,
a lot of
age makeup.
Yeah, Al Pacino did the same thing. Again, another. Did you not know any Irish actors?
Well, Jimmy Hoffa,
No, that's why there's that whole big thing, a spoiler alert, where he calls Tony Pro you people.
Okay.
Because he's not Italian. And that's when he comes, that's the whole thing, is Jimmy Hoffa's not that whole thing. He's like, oh, these fucking people, blah, blah, blah. That's why he says it's a slur, and they get in this huge fight.
Jimmy Hoffa wasn't Italian.
Apparently, I don't believe he was. I thought he was Irish.
Well, I don't know. Hoffa, you know, ended in a vowel. I don't know.
It does. But yeah, that was that whole reason he got so fucking mad at him.
Good movie. A lot of, you know, just good performances and everything, but super long.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things we knew into going into it that was going to be a super long movie. But for some reason, we opted to watch it all the way through in one sitting like a bunch of maniacs.
Yeah. No, Jimmy Hoffa's mother was of Irish descent.
Okay. Yeah. But of course, Al Pacino, very much an Italian man.
My people.
Right?
I think the de-aging wasn't even that bad for either one of them, because they did do that, and they did it for Joe Pesci too, and I kind of liked it when they got older and I was like, oh, they look like themselves again. But the weirdest part for me is that they gave, even if it was contacts, they gave Robert De Niro blue eyes.
Yeah.
And it creeped me the fuck out because they were so obviously not real. That weirded me out, especially at the beginning of the movie, until I got used to it. So anyway, it was good. It was a good movie. It's very long, but we watched the entire thing.
The last hour of it is them killing Jimmy Hoffa, or supposedly killing
Jimmy Hoffa. It's like, but it's also there's so much of this, like, Jimmy, I'm trying to tell you something, and he's like, I don't care.
With this, see, you know, he's like, I got a great ass.
Yeah, he's like, pretty much.
No, listen to me. You're going to die.
Yeah, dude, you got to break. Fuck that. Da, da, da. There's also, he kind of tries to do this, at least I feel at the beginning. He almost has like a Jimmy Hoffa-esque accent that he's kind of trying to do, where only sometimes does he get into that gravelly Al Pacino. And then by the end, he's completely just Al Pacino.
But right. Yeah. Okay. No, that's right. He's trying to act one way, and then he just all of a sudden he's like, fuck it, I'm going to die.
Yeah. Then you get that like raw, that Al Pacino-y.
Yeah, because right. Because towards the end, when they put him in the car,
yeah,
and they're taking him to go get shot or whatever.
Yeah, spoilers just, for the Irishman, but yeah.
I mean, whatever. I mean, people die. I mean,
yeah, everybody knows Jimmy Hoffa actually died. Like that's just the thing.
Well,
the real man Jimmy Hoffa died.
There's a part, it's
is dead.
There's a part where at the end where he's talking to this nurse. And,
yes,
you know,
and she plays somebody. Oh God, what's her character's name? She's in Orange Is the New Black.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and I can't remember what her character's name is. She's the one who fucks the guard. Anyway, go ahead.
So the nurse is like, you know, Robert De Niro's with this nurse, you know, and he's sitting there looking through some pictures, and he's like, hey, check out this picture, and he's like, you know who that is, and she's like, no, and he's like, that's Jimmy Hoffa, you know,
yeah,
and she's like,
oh, Jimmy Hoffa. And he's like, you don't know.
He's like, you don't know. But it's like, it's one of those things where I don't even know who Jimmy Hoffa really was. Only reason why you know who Jimmy Hoffa is because a lot of times you'll be watching like TV, at least for somebody from our generation.
And they reference
him. He references, it's like, oh, it was like when you were talking about like you lose something and it's like, and you know, like, oh, well, I'll find Jimmy Hoffa's body before that.
Yes.
And I didn't even know. I was just like, Jimmy Hoffa's a guy that died. I didn't know he was actually did anything.
What I knew about Jimmy Hoffa was he was a union leader. I thought way earlier than, at least, you know, I thought he died way before, like, Nixon. And people are like, he donated to Nixon's campaign. I'm like, wait, wasn't he already dead?
Yeah, actually, that's...
Because I always thought... Yeah, so did I. So I knew that Jimmy Hoffa was a union leader that died, and there's talk that he got offed by the mob. That's literally all I knew about Jimmy Hoffa. So, but then they're, like, showing him, and it's, like, fucking, like, almost the 80s, and he's walking around, and I'm like, I thought he was dead, like, years before this. Yeah, like, decades.
It takes forever to kill him.
It takes forever. like every single time I'm like, okay, he's got to be getting killed soon, right? And I'm like, oh my god, he lasts to the end of the movie.
Every day up until he gets killed, it's like, you're gonna die soon. And he's like, no, I'm not. And
I'm like, are we gonna kill Jimmy Hoffa today? No. Okay. Are we gonna pour him in the cement? They gave like a why you've never found Jimmy Hoffa's body explanation. I like the idea that he's like buried under like cement. Or well, buried in a fucking football field somewhere.
Under, like, giant stadium or
yeah,
something.
In a stadium. I like that story better.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, watch the...
Oh, but there is something that there's some parts in there that are funny. And they're meant to be funny. Like, there's a part where he's just like, yeah, this is where I threw all my guns. And it, like, pans down into this river where there's just nothing but guns.
Yeah, well, because he cuts.
And that's fucking funny.
Well, it's because he says, he's like, yeah, that's usually where people throw their guns. And he just.
It's like, the spot everybody threw their guns.
It's like, it's just nothing but guns in the river.
That was funny.
I actually would love if they just dragged the river and also just come up with, like a net full of guns.
They
like,
would have.
It's like, all right, let's see what we got here.
The other thing that I really liked is every once in a while, it would be like, here's a guy, a new person we're being introduced, and it would pop up with like how they died, and usually was in the most horrific, would be like 8 shots to the face in 1982, and I was like, yeah. I thought that was funny. I enjoyed that.
It's interesting because
they're based on real people.
They sometimes they'll say it about those people, and sometimes
they won't.
They won't, but usually that's because they might show how they're gonna die anyways.
Either that or they just died of old age. They got to be old men.
Well, there was that one guy that was just like, hey, he was a good guy and he died. That's not what the guy was. But then it's like another
died
one
of
like,
natural causes. Like people
like,
were sad.
It's like shot in the head 80 times.
So there's the other one like died by nail bomb. Or
oh, the other guy, the nail bomb guy. Also, yeah, and also like just a lot of, you know, just a lot to say, because I was watching the movie, I'm kind of reading up on it. There's just like a lot of stuff that just obviously didn't happen the way it actually happened.
Of course. You know, so, yeah, dramatization.
You know, like the pride of Levity Entertainment, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, he got fucking owned.
Fuck out by De Niro, but that didn't really happen that way. Not the actor, but the guy he was playing. I forgot what the guy was playing.
Crazy Joe or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Crazy Joe DiBola. But yeah, no, it was, but whatever. It's good. You know, I mean, just I guess don't watch it all.
I was gonna say, don't watch it all in one sitting. Maybe break it up a little bit, but it's definitely worth a watch. Because well, there are some good performances in there, well, for sure.
The thing was, so we after we watched that movie, we wrap up watching it like 1:30.
Yep. But this, in the morning.
But the thing was, is that had we not made the plans we made earlier, it would be fine.
So yeah, we had decided to go see, and we had decided this on like Friday. So we decided that we were going to go see Star Wars. Of course, it's all fucking sold out. So the showing that we could get tickets to, and I don't mind because we've done this before, was a Sunday morning 8 a.m. showing, which usually I don't care, especially if you go to like Alamo.
Like Shazam like that, I think, right?
Yeah, we saw a couple of them. Like we've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
Like that. Just because I don't mind going that early. It's kind of a little bit slower, not as many people, and I can just sit there and drink coffee, and I'm kind of happy about it. So we were like, yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. So we get like Sunday morning tickets for 8 a.m., but we had been up watching The Irishman until like fucking 1:30 in the morning, and then neither one of us could sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't sleep because it was one of those things where in my head, normally I don't have that problem because I've done this before.
Usually I just pass out.
Well, usually you're well asleep. Like,
oh, I can sleep anywhere in any position on any surface.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite of that.
I mean, I could sleep standing up if I gave it a shot. If I gave it the old college try, I could figure it out.
I've actually fallen asleep with my eyes open.
I can do that.
Yeah, I can.
Which is great.
I believe it.
But no, I mean, like, literally, I can sleep anywhere. And, like, not even that. I will sit down. I'll lay down, usually, and 2 minutes later, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. No, you're
I'm out.
You crash hard.
I do. Yeah, I really do.
Sleep hard.
I really do, yeah.
But I have a trouble doing that. And so it was one of these things where we watched this movie, and we tried to go to sleep, and I couldn't sleep. And it felt like one of those things where, like, you were up all night,
yeah,
and you were drinking.
And we weren't.
We weren't. I had
we had a glass of wine at dinner, and dinner was at like 3 o'clock. We went to my mom's house.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then we went home. I think I did have a White Claw. No, I think that was the night before.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was. I think I was unclawed.
Yeah, no, we went to Second and Charles, walked around for a while, then we came home and like watched a bajillion movies.
Right, and then just like, yeah, really? But I woke up and I was just like, I don't know if I can do it. Like, I was something about like my physiology at that moment was not jiving, and I remember telling you that I was like, well, maybe we could just, you know, reschedule it and see if we can get the money back or whatever.
And I did try to do that, but I couldn't get a refund because I literally tried to do it at like 7:02.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, it's, you know, less than an hour till your movie starts. No, you can't do it that way.
That being the case,
so we went
with the very last second, because you were like, I can do this. And I
was yeah.
like, well, if you could do it, I could do it.
Yeah.
So we went and we watched a Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very basic Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really dive into the intricacies and follow all those things about the movies that a lot of people do.
Yes.
Which I have other things I do.
Of course you do. Oh, 100%.
I have wrestling for that.
Yeah, I do too. I have a lot of stuff like the X-Files. Like, I get into that minutia like hardcore. But when it comes to Star Wars, there are things I enjoy that I watch, but I would not say I'm a Star Wars fan, like a serious one in any sort of way. I just enjoy them on like a casual basis.
Well, the furthest thing that I go outside of that, the typical movie realm of is watching The Mandalorian.
And The Mandalorian, I really enjoy. I really like The Mandalorian a lot.
And it was one of those things where it wasn't like I picked up on it. We picked up on it after everybody started watching it. I think we were kind of like, all right, we'll watch this. Probably because we hate movies, was watching it. We were like, oh, it'll be cool. We can watch along with it.
And they're going to do reviews of it.
It's a half hour show, whatever. But turns out to be really good.
So. Yeah, I've liked it so much more than I thought I was going to like it. I just really enjoy, and we've talked about this before, but I just really enjoy that we're not doing these huge, like, oh my God, the universe is at stake, blah, 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 blah stuff. It's just like, this is just a dude living in this world.
Uh-huh.
And this is what's happening.
Yeah, I like that.
In his world. And I really enjoy that. So, yeah, anyway, go ahead.
But then also, like, I play the Lego games.
Or yes.
At least the last one most recent one I played was the Force Awakens game.
Uh huh.
Which, I mean, saying the Lego games are just fun. And I'll probably get the next one that's coming out, I think, soon. I just don't really get into it. So you're not going to get that kind of analysis here.
Definitely not. No.
So that being said, because I've heard a lot of mixed reviews about it.
Mm-hmm.
People saying it's like, I can't believe this is how it's ending, blah, blah, blah. And there's some people who are just like, I really liked it. And I'm more on the side of, as long as it's not boring, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I will say there is a benefit to watching those movies in a theater than watching them at home if you haven't already seen them.
Sure.
Like, obviously, like, I think – I can't remember if I saw all the re-releases of the original trilogy in the theater.
I did not.
I definitely saw at least one.
I don't think I saw
– because me and Benny went.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the original trilogy in the theater. And I think I may have only seen one of the prequels.
I think I saw all the prequels.
In the theater. And then I've seen these last three in the theater.
No, I definitely seen all the prequels in the theater because it was one of those things where it's just like, well, I guess I'll just go see the prequels. You
know,
the movie, it's Star Wars, whatever. But it never, you know, none of the prequels, to be honest, like, never stayed with me.
Yeah, no, I don't. I rarely remember them. And then I'll see, like, clips of them and I'm like, oh, that's right. That was fucking weird.
Yeah, like, we just watched, because we hate movies, you know, watched, they have an ongoing watch along with the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
So we watched that. And, you know, so I got to watch that again. But I haven't seen, so I had, that's the thing. It's like I didn't see, I saw, we saw Force Awakens in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see Last Jedi in the theater.
No, we saw that.
We watched that here.
At home,
Same thing with Rogue One, same thing with Solo.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't see either one of those in the theater.
Because I just don't have the interest. It was one of those things where I think Last Jedi, well, we know what it was. Everybody was so angry about Last Jedi, and not that I did that necessarily dissuaded me, but it was just one of those things where it's like, you know what? I don't need to get involved with this.
And this is the same thing. This is how I feel about the one we saw today. I didn't hate it. Yeah. It was fine.
It was fine.
It wasn't boring. And that's how I kind of feel about these because, again, I'm a casual Star Wars fan. So I'm not super invested in what's happening. So I can't really give you like the best analysis. Slight spoiler. You might want to go ahead 30 seconds. The only thing that pissed me off was the whole everybody has to be fucking related to somebody else. We know, if you've listened to the show, you know that's my fucking soapbox.
Yeah, it was
I hate that across any property in fiction. I'm tired of it. I'm so fucking tired that everybody has to be goddamn related to somebody else. But that has been, how many times have I complained about that?
When it comes to like DC stuff.
Oh, 100%. Everybody's related.
Which is how everything, like, you know, like, was it Metal? Like, DC, like Metal, Dark Knight's Metal ties into Bruce Wayne. And the
See, and that really upsets me. Exactly. That's what made me put that down.
That's something that I've been doing a lot more comic book reading. More so even for the show, because I got the DC Universe app. I will say this, because I literally just a couple, you know, maybe an hour or two before this, I decided to try out the Marvel Universe app.
Mm-hmm.
DC Universe, way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
As far as like sorting things.
Oh, user experience, like the UI.
The interface.
Interesting.
Way better. So I think.
Interesting.
I'm wondering how much I'm going to get out of this Marvel one, because I'm glad I only signed up for the month to month.
Yeah. Because then you can cancel it.
I think I might give it maybe a month or two and then maybe get out of it, because I don't really know if I enjoy it as much. But the way that the DC one is, you can set up like these kind of make your own playlists, which you can kind of do that in the Marvel one, but
not as good.
The DC one is much easier. So I've been doing a lot more reading, and I've been reading all of these storylines,
mm-hmm.
the big DC storylines. Like right now I'm kind of going through Crisis, but I'm actually, since because of the app and they have a lot of these issues,
yeah,
you can read all of these episodes, all the books leading up to Crisis, where the Monitor appears, and you kind of get like this idea of like what's going on leading up into this, you know, into this big event.
Right.
But a thing like Crisis and a thing like Millennium, like Invasion.
Yeah.
You know, like all these storylines, like even Armageddon 2001 in a way, like a lot of these storylines from like the 80s and the 90s, they didn't necessarily have to tie in to like Batman bullshit or Superman yeah. bullshit. Like Superman had his shit going on. Batman had his shit going on.
Right.
But it wasn't like, well, here's this thing that, you know, like, now it all ties into Batman, you know, for some reason.
Right.
Like, it was like, you know, like a thing like Invasion is like, oh, here's some aliens and they're
just fucking aliens.
Fucking killing, you know, they're beating up metahumans or whatever it is, and this is how it's going to go. It's not tied into all this bullshit. I kind of appreciate that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I mean, that always upsets me anywhere. I just kind of feel like we're at the point where it's like, and then he was so-and-so's father or yeah. whatever. I'm like, you know what?
And that man turned out to be Flobbity Flute.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know what? And I've said it so many times, my God, I hate to repeat myself. You do not need to have important parents to do something of consequence with your life. For fuck's sake. I'm so tired of seeing that.
Yeah, right.
I can't tell you how tired I am of seeing it. So I really wish we would step away from that, like as a you know, storytelling culture in general,
yeah.
and just stop with the "you're only important if your parents did something important" bullshit.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, so that pissed me off, because you know that's that's a trigger issue for me. I just get all upset and angry about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, God damn it! But we have like no ideas left in storytelling if we have to default to that literally with every franchise.
Right. Look, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's a fine movie. I didn't get the impression that like they're leaving all these things untouched or whatever. I'm sure there are, but it doesn't bother me, because it was the ending was very epic.
Yeah.
You know, and it ends and it kind of,
we got a big battle.
It ends where the whole series begins.
Yes.
When you think about it. And that's something that they always talk about in movies. It's like, you should end where you should end the movie where you began somehow.
Right. But your character should be changed some, you know, you should show that there was growth and whatever.
Yeah. And so, but I think they do that.
Yeah.
At least with this new trilogy and everything, and perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't have the vitriol that everybody else is going to have for it, you know, and stuff. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'll have to watch some people that I trust.
I didn't even really feel the runtime, to be honest with you.
No, I guess not. There's parts where it got a little bit slow to me, because I actually went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember you did that. You're like, oh, we're still here.
I was like, oh, all right, I guess we're here.
Yeah.
But also, too, this is something that was significant to, you know, it says significant to me, for all intents and purposes, the last of a trilogy, you know, of a 9-part series of Star Wars.
That started back in the 70s.
It started back in 1977.
Yeah.
And it's gone through a lot of changes and a lot of things have changed. You know, a lot of things have become written out or added in.
Sure.
But that being said, you know, we've reached the end of this. You know, it's kind of like watching like Infinity War.
Yeah, we're at the end.
Because it's like, we had all these movies over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And now we're at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's like, now we got to start something new.
And that's really exciting. You know, I'd love to see what the next step is for this. I hope it's a lot more small stuff, kind of like The Mandalorian, where, you know, small as in we're not talking about saving the whole fucking universe, blah, blah, blah. We're just talking about like characters living within this universe.
Yeah, I just want to see those stories. Like, and honestly, like,
that'd be awesome.
If The Mandalorian was a movie, it would be
great.
Just as great.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, just the idea of just doing something like that, it's like, you can't knock that. I just think that's a, I just like that idea. I like that when, because I'm always the kind of guy, as you know, when it comes to characters and shit like that, like I'm always into like the stuff that isn't always being focused on.
Yeah.
I like finding out about that. Something like The Mandalorian and hopefully maybe whatever direction they're going in with the Star Wars franchise going forward, maybe focus on that. That's cool with me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know, if we
don't need to necessarily do prequels. I think prequels are something that's a little bit
played out.
Like, I feel like that's like with the Black Widow. Like, I thought that was supposed to be like a prequel at first, but
it's definitely set before she dies.
Well, it's definitely where she's, but it's not set before where she's like, you know, trying to figure out, like, she's learning how to become a spy.
Oh, no. It's like, she's already doing her thing, and I think she's already a member of the Avengers. She just has to, like, go do some family shit.
Yeah, like, it's in between, like, these movies.
Yeah, so if maybe it's like, this takes place at the same time as Ragnarok does, or something, you know?
Which is actually what I liked about Ragnarok, because it was kind of like, yeah, here's a Thor movie, you know?
Yeah, he's doing something different.
Yeah, you know, we'll tie it in with some other stuff, but we don't have to tie it in with everything.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going on a completely different part of the universe.
Oh, absolutely.
That doesn't have anything to do with what the fuck's going on Earth and all these other places. So,
yeah.
And I think that's something I appreciate. But I'm trying to think, was there something else that we want?
I saw like a blurb that I kind of wanted to bring up. And I only skimmed this. And I feel like maybe I should look it up before we talk about it. But something about how there's going to be a new Robin and it's going to be the Joker. In like some new comic story.
Yeah, I could technically be reading it, but I'm not. Well, we're actually reading a Batman book today.
We are going to read a Batman book today. He does not have the Joker in it, which is surprising because apparently you can't do anything Batman related these days without fucking Joker in it.
Well, that's a fucking
thing. And this is another fucking thing I can get on my soapbox.
It's all they do is rely on the same shit. That's why when like
that's
Bane came along and broke Batman's back.
That yeah, it's really, fucking like, cool.
It really set things on, you know, really changed the dynamic for Batman and for people paying attention to it, because I was like, oh shit, Batman got his back broken.
Right. Oh my God. There's this guy.
Who's this guy? You know,
right.
It's not just the Joker being like, hey, you know,
it's me, the Joker.
It's me, the Joker. I'm here to do something. You know, it's like, it's,
There can be a lot of fatigue with stuff like that. And I realize, you know, there's a lot of reasons that people go back to the well of these characters, you know, because obviously of name recognition and people buy it, blah, blah, blah. And then there's also the thing of like, you know, if you are working for, you know, a big two publisher like Marvel or DC, and you create a character like a Harley Quinn that becomes a huge fucking hit, you don't own that character. DC owns that character. You know, you get to be credited as the creator, but you're not going to get like, you know, the money and shit that you would if you actually own that character. So I get that that's why we use the same characters over and over again in different iterations. I understand that.
That makes sense, yeah.
I totally get it. But I'm just kind of over the Joker right now.
But it's also like, you don't have to use the same characters. Like, there's all...
There's so many Batman villains. Oh, my God.
We're always jerking off about how many Batman villains there are. It's like, yeah, okay, great. Why don't you use some of these different ones?
Where's Kite Man when you need him?
Or whatever. A fucking...
Maxi Zeus. You brought him up today.
Yeah, because we were talking about, which is something we're definitely going to do on the show. But yeah, there's a well to go to.
Oh yeah, there's so many
to tie into, and just, you could do it. You just don't have to be so fucking.
Yeah, we don't have to go with Joker every single time. There's so many other characters we could use.
Yeah. I did read, because apparently there's another Martian Manhunter maxi series they're doing.
Ooh, neat.
And I did, because the thing about the DC app is that all that shit, all that new shit that, like, you know, you go to the store and you kind of see, you know, go to the comic store and you'd be like, oh man, this is out. What's this? Okay, whatever. You know, you don't really know if you want to try it. You
don't know, right, because you don't know if you want to spend like $4 on it or whatever.
Spending $4 or $5 on a book that you know, is just going to end up in your pile.
That you might not like.
But the app just lets you see this new stuff and you could make the decision of whether or not you want to follow through with it. And we have it for a year.
That's cool.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's already paid for itself.
Yeah.
Considering the amount of trades and single issues that I would be hunting down just to read all this stuff. And now, I mean, not that I wouldn't want to own that stuff, but it's easier for me to kind of scratch that itch when I need to.
Well, it's also kind of one of those things that I feel like it gives you an opportunity to really explore something.
Yeah.
To be like, oh man, I do like this. I'm going to hunt it down and I want to buy it in trade, or, you know, I'm going to go put it on my pull list or something. It actually gives you the opportunity to give something a try. Almost like going to the library.
Yeah.
Before you commit to it.
Yeah, no, I'll say that. But so they read the Martian Manhunter one. Basically, it's like they're rebooting it in a way. And this is, I might be having a way that I'm not explaining it properly, but they're kind of trying to make him into like Vic Mackey on Mars.
Vic Mackey. Oh, okay.
So
I've never seen The Shield.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically there's like a element of like they're flashing back. Well, first of all, yeah, there's parts of it where you're flashing back to Mars and his life on Mars, and he's basically a, you know, John is basically a police officer.
Right.
But he's kind of crooked and there's shit going on there. And then you're kind of juxtaposing that between him going to, or, you know, living on Earth, and he apparently lives in Colorado somewhere.
Neat.
I've been noticing comic books really like to use Denver and Colorado a lot.
It's because they can just put stuff in the mountains and be like, this is it, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, I was reading.
Put a mountain.
I was reading, like, an Infinity Inc. from, like, the 80s. It was part of this crisis thing. And, you know, they're in Denver farting around. And I'm like, okay, why are we always in Denver? You know, I felt like, you know, it's great to be a part of the DCU. You know,
we exist.
So they're doing that and they're talking about him and, like, you know, basically, like, you know, he's starting out as this officer and, you know, like he's on Earth and then like he ends up revealing himself to being a Martian to his partner who didn't know after he's been on Earth for a while. But at one point, you do get to see Martian Manhunter fuck.
Ooh, Martian Manhunter fucks?
He fucks his wife in the kitchen.
That's right, John. You go for it.
But it's not fucking like you think. It's Martian fucking.
Is she a Martian?
Well, yeah, because this is when they're on Mars.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about were going between Earth and Mars.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have specified. So we're back on
Mars. I was confused.
I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't get it wet
he's a shapeshifter. He could shapeshift that dick. Shapeshifting that D.
I could shift into Ron Jeremy or whatever.
I'm Big Dave Bautista.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that'd be great. Actually, John as Big Dave as John.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Because he's already used to being painted in green.
That's right. He's used to that body makeup.
Goddamn, yeah. Let's get Dave over to DC Universe.
He can't have that many franchises.
No, yes, he can. Is he joining the Fast Five? I know he's already in like the Bond shit. He already did one of those.
Oh, that I don't know.
But there's some of that going on in this book. And I've only read the first issue. You know, I don't know if I'm going to keep going on with it because I got a lot of...
I don't know. John's fucking, so...
But John's fucking. I mean, you can see some Martian fucking.
Woo!
I mean, it's not like, you know, like Vertigo Comics kind of Martian, but the implication is clear.
Because of the implication?
Because of the implication.
Yeah.
You know, he's fucking in his Martian kitchen.
Good for him.
And I'm always saying, we're big John Marks here on the show. So.
Oh, yeah. I love Martian.
I think John's doing something cool. You know, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? I'm in it. Yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm gonna
always enjoying Martians that fuck.
Martians that fuck. So
it's our new conspiracy theory podcast. It's just about aliens and then if they fuck or not.
And this is turning into a very, like, conspiracy kind of podcast, I think, because we're talking about aliens and fuck. We're talking about Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa actually did probably, all right, I'm going to say probably did get killed by the mafia. Let's be fucking honest here.
Yeah, let's just be honest.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory or just like an unproven fact.
Or maybe he was a Martian.
Or maybe he was a Martian who apparently fucked.
He's a Martian that maybe that fucked his way back up to space. And now he's like, I'm a Martian now. I'm using my Martian cock.
Oh, yikes. Now I'm scared.
Oh, no. Al Pacino as John Jones in
Martian cock?
Martian cock. DC's Martian cock.
Hey, as long as the Joker's not in it, I'm there.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's keep the Joker out.
You know, as long as the goddamn Joker doesn't show up, you know what? I'm happy.
Let's get ourselves a Vertigo crazy style kind of movie going on.
Yeah.
With John Jones.
And, yeah.
Because you know Al Pacino might, maybe Al Pacino's thinking about getting into the universes.
Well, I mean, it pays well.
I mean, that's what he needs.
I was going to say, Al Pacino's doing all right.
I got a lot of money. Just for some reason, I'm just in the mood to do Pacinos.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm trying to hold the mic away from you.
When you're screaming Pacino.
I'm just not screaming Pacinos.
Screaming Pacinos. I like that. That's really
funny. I like that.
It's like a punk band
that
now.
That's like a good band.
It does.
Just screaming Pacinos. And it's like just a bunch of guys with slick back hair.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
I'm in a punk band. Oh, yeah.
I'd pay good money to see Al Pacino in a punk band.
Shout out to the Scream Pacinos before we get Mohawk Place. All right, let's. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast, a new monthly show chronicling the adventures of the JLI era by Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMatteis. We'll be going issue by issue in release order, tackling the core Justice League title, Justice League Europe, and the quarterly book. Along the way, we'll take time out for special episodes covering various spin-offs, cartoon appearances, the infamous TV pilot, and much more. So join me in an ever-changing roster of guest hosts as we celebrate your favorite JLI members, such as...
Martian Manhunter.
Batman.
Dr. Fate.
Black Canary. Fire.
Ice. Maxwell Lord.
Oberon. Captain Marvel.
Rocket Red.
Captain Atom.
Mr. Miracle.
Guy Gardner.
Booster Gold.
Blue Beetle.
Nort.
And many, many more. Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Want to make something of it?
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is yet again another holiday theme.
Xmas.
We're trying to appreciate the holiday.
Sure.
Unfortunately, we're not going to get to a Hanukkah book.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next time. Today,
it is Sunday when we're recording this. It is the first day of Hanukkah. If you celebrate, happy Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays in general. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy winter solstice.
Solstice, Christmas. If you don't celebrate, happy whatever. You know, whatever you celebrate, happy that.
Yeah, happy that.
Happy that.
So we're going to do another holiday book because, and this is actually one that I pulled out because I was going through our books again.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, kind of make some room and just kind of see what we don't do and do and do not need.
Right.
The physical stuff. And made some room and, you know, I went through some of this series and I was like, oh, we should do this.
Yes.
So Batman Legends of the Dark Knight number 79 from January 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And this one on the cover, it says Favorite Things, written by Mark Millar. So we're rocking that this one.
Yep.
And basically it's a pretty cool cover. It's like a snowing and but on the main focus is a wreath.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of it is Batman.
And the wreath is on fire.
Well, the wreath is on fire, but mostly Batman is on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The wreath is on fire because Batman is in the middle of it and he's on fire.
Batman is on fire.
Batman on fire.
That bat is on fire. Yeah, okay. We'll stop.
So, yes, Favorite Things is a story. We start off Batman flying through the
street. Yeah, so Gotham. It's Gotham. It's Christmas time. There's snow. We got a lot of just panels with no words in them. People walking down the street, snow falling, streets, whatever. And then we get to Batman just like fucking flying like a lunatic down the streets of Gotham. And he's talking to Alfred on his comm thing.
Yeah. And he's saying something like, so apparently there was a party at the Wayne Manor.
Yep. Probably a holiday party at good old Wayne Manor.
And
for all them rich people.
Something, so, you know, Wayne Manor got ripped off somehow.
Yeah, apparently there was a break-in at Wayne Manor that the people at the party are somehow not aware of.
I mean, I guess because Wayne Manor's pretty big.
Well, that's true. So he's like, hey, Alfred, did anybody notice that I left? And Alfred's like, nah, I just told him you went upstairs to fuck a blonde.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So Bruce Wayne fucks. Batman never fucks. Bruce Wayne fucking all the time.
Batman fucks.
I know. It's a joke.
Batman fucks.
Batman does fuck, just not enough.
Dear DC, Batman doesn't fuck enough.
Dear Jeff Johns.
Dear Jeff Johns.
I am writing to tell you that I do not believe that Batman fucks enough. These are the reasons why. In issue number blah blah, he should have been fucking.
Page 1 of 100.
It's like a tweet, but it's just like in like letter form. Well, and it's like
he's using a banker box full of banker letters. And it's just like the whole thing is like, Jeff's is for you. And he's like,
it's like a forage binder just all bound together. It's got like diagrams and shit.
Oh, diagrams.
Yeah, like little, this is where Batman could have fucked.
Diagrams?
Yeah, I'm just putting arrows. In my TED talk, I will explain.
I think that would be a very well attended TED talk.
Damn straight.
Batman isn't fucking enough.
Dude, that'd get me into Comic Con anyway for
I
free.
Oh, so. Shit. You probably, well, actually, I thought they would do because it's kind of wholesome. So they might put you like, in a, like one of those bars on the Gaslight District.
Oh, yeah. Do I still get to get into Comic Con for free, though?
I think you probably get it because everybody's like, oh, you know, she's bringing a lot of people into San Diego. A lot of people that haven't decided.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Nobody would be coming to San Diego if not for Jed.
I was telling that woman to talk about Batman's dings in here.
Okay. So yeah, so he's like, well, somebody, he's like, well, Alfred, you know, I gotta do the, it isn't Alfred like, hey, shouldn't we call the police or something?
He's like, he's kind of trying to do this logically, and Batman's like, no, I need to get whatever it is back.
Yeah, he's like, so they broke into my house and they took it and I need it back. And everyone's like, what's it? I don't know, you're not gonna find out to the end, doesn't matter. Batman is all pissed off and he has to find this thing that was taken from Wayne Manor.
Well, here's the thing, so he goes to a
He goes to a club.
He goes to a club.
Which very well attended for what I assume is Christmas Eve-ish. Yeah, doesn't yeah. really say.
It doesn't have to be Christmas.
Christmas time. So it's near, maybe it's like the 23rd.
But he, Batman goes, I've been to several clubs tonight. So he's been club hopping.
Yeah.
He's been to that club where...
Club 96.
Club 96.
Yeah, that's a joke for anybody who watches Drag Race, which is nobody listening to this podcast.
And then that one club, I don't know, I can't remember the name of the club, but when Gordon went to the punk show.
Oh, yeah. And
that punk club.
Yeah, and he arrested everybody for daring to mosh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So he comes in. So Batman comes in and he's like, I've been to all these clubs. You may have heard of the ambulances. And he's asking for a guy named Eddie Mulligan. And then Eddie Mulligan says,
played by Robert De Niro.
Oh, that's right.
It's an Irish guy.
Jesus Christ, I'm looking at Eddie Mulligan guy. Just imagine Robin Hood like, hey.
So he asks for Eddie Mulligan. Eddie Mulligan's there. Batman takes him into the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, hey, I need to find whoever's robbing rich houses.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I don't know. I swear my mother, I don't know who that is. He's like, your mother's been dead since you were 4. And he shoves this dude's head into a goddamn toilet.
Batman gives this guy an honest to goodness swirling.
He does.
And he dunks this guy.
Our hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Batman's a, yeah, he ain't fucking around.
Nope.
He's a good man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's great.
He's dunking dudes. He's dunking donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's getting shit done.
He's getting shit done. So, and then we get a report. This is Gordon, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There apparently somebody at the same time firebombed the museum.
Oh, that's right.
So they firebombed the museum and...
But Gordon is not police chief in this one. There's another guy.
Is he not? Oh,
because he leaves. Isn't there a note at the end?
Right. Well, yeah. Because the Dark Knight is kind
of
like,
it's outside of regular continuity.
Well, the regular continuity. Not that they don't have continuity, because I know that they'll like tie in like certain like.
Sure, but it's not like shit, but straight. It's not like the Batman book, or you know.
So basically, Batman or Gordon's like, all right, well, apparently there's this group who worship the Joker.
Yes, and this, not,
but they don't, but they just, because they like the cast he does, so they call themselves the Joy Boys.
Yeah, actually, which is a great fucking name, Joy Boy. But also, it's, they kind of bring this idea back in Batman Beyond, because you have a whole gang running around Gotham that call themselves the Jokers.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of like the movie Joker.
Kind of like the movie Joker, yeah.
Kind of like that, too. So,
but I feel I like the way Batman Beyond did it better. But personal, 100%. Personal opinion, anyway.
So, yeah. So, yeah, there's this shit going on. You know, there's this going on, and, you know, whoever. It's actually always see if. I think we always see if him.
Of who? Commissioner Gordon?
Gordon, yeah.
Yeah.
So then we jump over to this, what looks to be like a peep show.
Yeah.
There's this woman getting into a cab who apparently
is blind.
Is blind, but she also works at this peep show.
Yeah. And so she has some flowers with her, and she's getting into this cab. And Cabby's like, whoa, Trish.
Yeah, Patricia.
Yeah.
Tabitha, I'm sorry.
Tabitha. Oh, those are really nice flowers. She's like, oh, they're from the Batman. Batman sent me flowers because he wants some information about this gang.
Apparently this woman, because she's blind, but she has good ears, as she says, she is able to pick up on this stuff going on whilst at this, in the seedy places that she
works
at, that she can hear about.
Sure.
This business.
Which, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So that, as that hits, they're talking, and all of a sudden, here comes the Joy Boys.
Right.
And they're all dressed in these Joker masks, and the cabbie.
We live in society!
Yeah, we do live in a society.
Wait, who got shot in the Joker? Was it Albert? No, it was Robert De Niro. Yeah, that's right. Robert De Niro got shot in that movie. The Irishman got shot in that movie.
Oh, no.
Anyway, continue.
So, I'm just thinking about Mark Maron in that movie.
Oh, that's right. Mark Maron, who gets billing, but like has two scenes, maybe?
His fourth billing, and he has like nothing to do.
Well, there's really not that many people in that movie. In general, it really is kind of a sparse movie. Anyway.
So it's just mostly like Joaquin Phoenix just doing weird Tai Chi.
Yeah, Tai Chi. Random dancing. Yeah.
So yeah, and so basically these lady, you know, these
Joy Boys
thugs, they grab this woman and they start roughing her up because they're like, hey, you know,
yeah,
you obviously have some sort of connection to Batman or something.
Yeah. And so then of course Batman shows up.
That's right.
And my favorite thing happens in this one. One of the Joker kids like tries to run away, and Batman just goes, Batmobile, finish it, or something.
He goes, Batmobile, finish the job.
Finish the job. And then all you see is this dude getting mowed down by the Batmobile. You see him from after he's been hit. Yeah. He's going to land on his fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
And he's screaming, and this blind woman says to Batman, she goes, oh my God, that scream, is he okay? Batman's like, yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he said it was a glancing blow. I was like, bullshit, that guy went ass.
How do you know? Was he within eyesight of it? Or is it just, or maybe was it parked in the alley? Which, how do you not know when you're doing a mugging and you're in this alley
to look for the Batmobile?
And then the Batmobile pulls up in the alley. Look, it's not the same. It's not like, you know, like you could sneak in like a bike or a car or something like that. It's the fucking Batmobile.
Yep.
Pulling up in an alley.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, I guess we should
continue to rob.
Continue to do our crimes. And then of course, you know, the Batmobile just mows over this guy.
I mean, like, mows this dude out. He goes ass over tea kettle. Like, this guy is just, he's dead. There's no way this guy is not dead.
It's kind of like that thing where it's like, you know, Batman just kind of incapacitates. But, you know, yeah, let's be honest, this guy's not in good shape.
No, this guy's going to be in the hospital for at least 6 months if he lives.
Batmobile finished the job.
Yeah, and so the woman's just like, oh my God, that scream, is he still alive? Batman's like, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
And then she's like, oh, thanks, Batman. And he's like, oh, let's. And then it's like this really weird scene where where he's like weirdly flirting with her, but like flirting with her in the way that like young men flirt with older women, like grandmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, here you go, grandma. Let's tuck this rose behind your ear. Don't you look beautiful? It's like that kind of flirting. It's fucking weird.
She's blind. So she's like, do I look pretty, Batman? He's like, you look pretty.
He's like, you look better than that. You look beautiful.
You look beautiful.
And he like puts a flower behind her ear.
Right. He puts a flower in her ear.
But it's like that same like condescending, like I'm a young man talking to an old woman.
It's like when you open I see somebody just, they open a door, you know, and they're like, you know, when there's an old, you know, the older woman's behind them, and you, just, you know, and somebody's just like, "Oh, I gotta let these younger women go."
Age before
or whatever. You know,
yeah, it's also that kind of like when you know you introduce, like the mother introduces the daughters, like, "Oh, I thought you were sisters." You're like, "Fuck, you did not."
Well,
that's exactly. It's like that. I'm flirting. Please like me. Shit.
Well, that's kind of reminds me not exactly like this, but it kind of reminds me in The Marriage Story.
Yeah,
with Adam Driver.
And the mom.
And Julie Haggerty.
Plays
Johansson's mom. And it's like this thing where like he's got this really like
weird
relationship with the mother-in-law, because she's like, oh, we really like hanging out with him, but you know, we might still do that after you divorce him. And it's like, no, and rightfully so. I mean, you can do what you want, but like she's like, no, that's weird. Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, in this one, it's a little bit different because it's like, well, obviously they have a kid together, but like mother in The Marriage Story is just hanging out with the other daughter's ex-boyfriend. They like get lunch.
Oh, yeah. She mentions that too. And it's weird.
And that's a little weird.
Comes in and he starts like picking her up.
Yeah. He like starts.
He's like, oh, my favorite mother-in-law.
Yeah. He's like, gee, mom, I'm going to pick you. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to pick you up too. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm horrified by this. Just because I would be I would be terribly uncomfortable because, as we know, I am a never nude. I am also a never touch. Don't fucking touch me. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm touching you right now.
Oh no. Oh God, it's happening.
Never nude, never touch.
No touchy.
The Jen Stansfield story.
Never nude, never touch. Yep,
oh,
that's it.
Boy.
It's like that scene in Emperor's New Groove. Is like, no touchy. That's me.
So, yeah. So anyway, so he gets information from her about these deals going on here.
Yeah.
Because apparently she got the scoop.
Is this where he goes to the apartment or is that later?
No, that's the end.
Okay.
So he goes, so we get Rob, you know, he's talking to Alfred again. And he's like, all right, well, I need to find these guys called the Chessmen.
Yeah.
Because these are the guys that are doing this gimmick.
Yeah.
So he's driving along, and I kind of like the shot of the Batcave, because you got
Your dinosaur,
because you got
Steve Wayne,
the giant Penny, you got just a bunch of the stalactites and stalagmites going on.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat.
Oh, and Alfred's like, when was the last time you slept, sir? And he was like, I had a nap. And he's like, what? He's like 4 days ago. I would just love it, like a Batman who like actually ate food and took naps, because
he does eat a sandwich in that one Kevin Smith book.
But it's so like, it's such a trope that Batman's always like, I can't eat, I'm too busy or whatever. And I'm like, dude, this guy is burning like all the fucking calories. He needs to be like pounding whole chickens all the time and sleeping.
Well, he needs to also have a lot of water, because you could get dehydrated.
Yeah, dude, this guy is like a serious
Pedialyte or something.
I mean, this guy's like a serious athlete, basically. Uh-huh. Like, he has to keep his body like that. That would be like wrestlers just being like, I don't eat. Or like any Olympic athlete just being like, yeah, I don't ever eat.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
and expecting their body to still perform at some sort of peak condition.
Well, it'll be like the pro wrestlers. Like, they work their ass off in the ring, and they get this exercise, and they get this conditioning in the ring every night, but they have to like eat and like drink lots of water,
of course,
and, you know, just keep themselves maintained.
Well, anybody who's a serious athlete has to do that. That's why I'm always so like, Batman's always like, no, I'm too busy to eat and I can't sleep. And I'm like, dude, he can't possibly perform at this level without any sort of sustenance or sleep.
So Batman's like, he's like, I gotta get it back. So this is why I thought this was Gordon.
Is this Gordon?
Well, Jordan's a commissioner. He's talking about a chief. So I think
it is. Okay, so Gordon's still commissioner, and then he's talking to this Wash something. It starts with a W. Who's this dude?
Wait,
Batman leaves this guy a note at the end.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to there.
Okay.
He's talking to Gordon, and he's like, hey, so I need to find these chessmen. And he's like, well,
no,
there's a hostage situation going on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's Jim. He calls him Jim.
Yeah, sorry,
so
Jim.
So he goes to wherever this is. Looks like Ace Chemical or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of these guys has a hostage. These chessmen have a hostage. They already, you know, attacked a police officer or whatever. And these guys are basically like this gang who have like crowns on their tattooed on their head, and they got colored hairs.
Yeah, I kind of feel they were going for like a hip chess piece.
Yeah, because like some of them
type, because one of them's called king,
one of them calls a rook.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I mean, if you're gonna do it, go fucking whole hog and make it ridiculously silly.
Yeah. So Batman jumps in. No, it's Yeats. Yeats.
That's his name. Yeats.
Well, it's not Yeats because it's like Y-E-A-T. So it's like
yeet. Like yeet this pussy into the sun.
Yeet.
Like Daniel.
I'm gonna yeet you into the sun.
Like Daniel Radford said. Talking about Keith Lee. Yeah.
Yeeted.
Yeet.
That's a thing the kids say.
It is a thing a kid say. I'm too old to understand.
Batman's like, I'm gonna yeet your ass into the sun.
I'm gonna yeet you with this car. Is that a thing that can happen? I don't know how to use yeet.
Batman definitely yeeted that guy with the Batmobile. He's like Batmobile, yeet it.
Oh, that guy got yeeted.
That guy got yeeted.
I would love to actually look up the meaning of this word to make sure we're using it correctly.
Batman actually renamed the Batmobile the Yeetmobile.
I'm too old.
Batman's like, I gotta start connecting with this younger audience. The Batmobile is now the Yeetmobile. Some yeeting people with.
That doesn't make any sense.
What does it mean?
It says I don't give a fuck.
Well, I guess that's kind of what he did. He did the fuck out of that guy. He's like, I don't give a fuck about you. Pow.
What does yeet mean?
Are you spelling it right?
Yes. Well, Y-E-E-T, okay. Yeet.
Well, I didn't know because this guy spelled it Y-E-A-T.
Well, that isn't correct.
No, that's just the name.
Yeet meaning simply a way to express excitement.
Oh, Batman definitely is excited for yeeting people with the Batmobile. Yeet man.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's a different meaning that I don't understand.
We'll probably say he's like horrible.
Probably, because I'm not cool enough or young enough to truly understand. So,
okay,
you know what? It will happen to you. I used to be with it, and then they changed what it was.
Now it is scary. Scary to me.
And it will happen to you.
And he was right.
He's 100% right. Anyway.
Somebody's listening to this show and is like, okay, boomers.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So
fair.
Fair. Batman comes in to yeet the fuck out of this. And he throws some gas bombs. He's yelling too. He's like,
Yeah. I mean, Batman's really mad that somebody stole something from him.
Oh, yeah.
He's very upset. It's one of those, like, you don't usually see Batman that driven to figure something out unless he's really pissed off.
Uh-huh.
This is like the level of him, like, trying to get even with Hush in Batman Hush, or even Heart of Hush, where he's just like, like that sort of like driven craziness. And this is just over something very silly, which we'll see at the end.
Can we get a story that was just Batman yeet?
Yes.
And it's like, oh, it's just Batman just crazy.
Sure.
Crazier. Fucking throwing people off roofs and shit. Rooftops.
Yes, Batman.
So he comes in, he starts laying waste to this group, and then I know that he do this, but I don't quite. He doesn't really do it very often.
Mm.
He summons the bats.
Oh yeah, he doesn't do this very often, but he can do it.
He can do it, but he summons the bats to come and, you know,
do bat things.
And this is where he kind of basically just. You know, gets the leader of the group, who has a Scotty Too Hottie hair. This is a stupid. You got Batman.
Oh yeah,
Batman, and you got this idiot with this haircut.
This guy's haircut.
It's like a celery stalk going straight up.
It's like it's a new wave band that just never made it.
It's not even new wave. It's like just a fucking skater asshole. Well, not even skater asshole. I was just like a.
I could see I could see the flock rocking that flock of seagulls.
Flock of seagulls. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got a lot. It definitely feels like a mid-90s.
Oh yeah.
Dipshit kind of haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, where did you stash all this stuff? Ah.
Why'd you say that name?
And then Batman. So he apprehends this guy or whatever, and he ties them all up, and the cops come up.
And this is where he leaves this note for Mr. Yeet.
Mr. Yeet, and he's like, act like a police chief, not a publicity hound, Yeets, or I'll have to act, or I'll have to act. I won't always have more urgent business. I'm emphasizing because
because
he underlined.
Yeah, he does that.
business like tonight, and he just signs it B.
Yes, I personally like it when he signs it with the bat symbol. But I'll take a B.
Yeah, he's in a hurry.
Yeah.
So B.
He really is. He's got to find that thing somebody stole from him.
So yeah, he's basically like, hey, police chief, why don't you actually like do your job?
Yeah. And the police chief's actually like, yeah, if the media shows up, like tell them about the heroic cops or some shit. So
clearly.
So whatever Batman said, you know, he doesn't want to get run over by the Batmobile and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to get run over by the Batmobile either.
He doesn't want to be if this guy's name is Yeats, so he might get hit with the Batmobile. He might yell me. So Batman goes. So now all of a sudden we're at the end of this and Batman goes to
a hovel,
a dilapidated apartment of guy who is staring out the window, just some guy with a mullet who's staring out the window.
And there's two young boys with him.
Two young boys staring at a TV with an old school antenna on top.
It's a very tiny TV.
Very tiny. And they're all looking like they're freezing.
Yeah, it also kind of looks like this guy just has the window open, or maybe there's no
glass. I think there is. I think it's closed. I think he's just staring out of it.
Maybe it's just really drafty.
Yeah, he comes in and Batman, he knows Batman's there. And he's like, I knew you'd come. I've waited here for 2 days. Thank God it's over. And Batman's like... What? So he's like you've been holding these stolen goods.
Yeah,
now, like, I don't even know who this guy is. He doesn't even say his name.
And I don't think this guy has a name.
Okay.
He's just guy who was holding stolen goods. He didn't steal them. He was just holding them. And he's like, yeah, I know, Batman. I'm sorry. I was holding this stuff for these guys, but the stuff is gone and I can tell you where it went. But I'm the person who called the cops in the first place because I knew it was wrong.
And Batman needed the money.
And Batman's like, well, why'd you do it? He's like, well, because I needed the money. Obviously, he's like, my kids need fucking food and we're starving. This city is a goddamn nightmare. Etc. Etc. And he's like, please, Batman, I'll never do it again. Just don't take me to jail because these kids have nowhere else to go. And so Batman's like, okay.
He just goes, okay, just don't do it again. And he walks out. The guy turns around and there is
a huge wad of cash.
A stack of cash
It's a bankroll.
Just a bankroll, just a fat stack. So he's like, yeet this.
Yeah. So Batman leaves him a bunch of money.
So now we go find out what it is that Batman what got stolen. And Alfred's like, yeah, they stole a train from me.
Yeah, they stole the last gift his parents ever gave him, which is a fucking toy train.
A toy train.
Which was set up in his old bedroom.
Yes, because
it's a good thing it wasn't his new bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Like the one he sleeps in every day.
He might have stole that thing that he hangs upside down on.
That's true.
But it just walked out with that. He's like, I need that.
It would have been like that. You know, I sleep in a race car bed from The Simpsons.
Well. Hey, you think this guy might be Batman? He's got a bat bed. Shaped like a bat. It says above it, I'm Batman.
It's like, do you want to see my race car bed? He's like, no, I sleep in the bed with my wife.
So, and he's like, look, you know, we got everything here. And finally, I think Batman goes to sleep.
Yep, Batman goes to sleep. Because he's actually playing with this. So the scene is, let me set the scene here. So Batman is playing with his toy train. All he's wearing is his tights.
Yeah, he's wearing the bottom half of his outfit.
The bottom half of his outfit, no shirt, whatever. And he's like kneeling in the middle of this like train set.
Yeah.
And it's all, there's no lights on, of course. God forbid we turn on a light. And Alfred's like, oh, yes, Master Bruce. And he's just like a little kid, like at the middle of this train set with no shirt on.
He's on his knees. Style right here.
Well, in this one where he's like on his knees.
Yeah. And basically, yeah, he's like, Master Wayne, go to bed. And he's like, yeah, I'll go to bed.
Good call, Alfred. So this was
the first time that Batman slept. Since
I don't know, a million days,
God knows when,
a million days,
but finally went to bed,
yeah.
And that is it for this story. Legends of the Dark Knight, number 79 from January 1996. Christmas.
Xmas.
Xmas book. Would you want to read the next issue of Legends of the Dark Knight?
I could probably read the next issue. These are always a little bit fun.
I'll be honest. I've never really, like, as you know, you're the, of the, between the two of us, you're the more of the Batman fan between the both of us.
That is true, yes.
Not that I don't have anything as Batman. I just, it's not, I don't.
He's not your thing.
He's not my thing.
Gotcha.
As much. But I do really like these, the more contained stories.
That's the thing. I like that they're contained. The, I mean, then there's definitely some of those that are like, you know, six books or whatever.
Yeah, but these are stories where it's like, yeah, because the Bloods of the Dark Knight, like they have like, what was the one called? Venom?
Yeah.
Where it's like a story, but it's not like it's this big sweeping epic, like a Nightfall
yes.
or a Night Quest or yep. whatever, you know, or something that you feel like you, I mean, not that every Batman thing is like that, but however, it feels like it's a bit outside of the usual bullshit that's going on.
Yeah, which is why I like it.
So it's like, see, they mentioned the Joker here, but Joker's not showing up, doesn't show up.
Thank God.
You know, you just got a bunch of goons that look like the Joker, and you got these other guys, and, you know, Batman's beating them up, and he gets his train back.
Yeah. That's what he's looking for, a train.
Looking for a train. You know, and he does.
So that's all he wants.
Yeah, so I'm down with this, and I'm actually, I might, because we have a lot of these.
Yeah.
I might actually really dig into some of these and see what I can get on the app, too. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of these. Probably made the whole runs on might be on the app. But,
oh, probably.
But yeah, it's pretty cool, and I'm actually digging it. Kind of actually glad I read this because I just was like kind of really piqued my interest.
Yeah.
More in this book. Also, Shadow of the Bat.
Yes. Also a fun one.
There's another one that's like that, and I know that I think that one might be a bit more in continuity,
mm-hmm.
but there's an issue that I did read of that recently that we're gonna do for the show where Batman. Responds to a roadie of a rock band being killed.
Neat.
And it's got something to do. It's freaking wild. And I think you might actually, I think you're going to get a kick out of it.
Okay.
Because I forgot why I looked it up, because there was something.
Because it's about a roadie getting killed?
Maybe that, or there was something in there that like there was a character or somebody that I was like, I wanted to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that, there was any mention of that, but it just ended up being that this kind of wild issue, and I'm looking forward to doing it. So, yeah, but that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening, and most of all, happy holidays. Please have a safe Christmas and a safe New Year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back most likely, though not next week, but the week after on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll make something, we'll pull something on the Facebook too. So you can tell everybody that if you guys have little listening parties and stuff, which some people do.
Sure.
Maybe they do. I mean, I know that you and I will listen to We Hate Movies together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if two people can be called a listening party,
that's a party.
It's always a party at this place.
Having a party you can't see.
You definitely can't see it.
Yeah, so, but yeah, but if you, I don't know, whatever, tell people, you know, I mean, because as always, please leave a rating and review and tell your friends. And of course, find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And once again, happy holidays. Happy New Year. And thank you guys for everything this year. We really appreciate all of the folks out here that listen. And talk with us on the social media. It's a lot of fun.
Here's hoping to a better 2020 for all.
Yes.
Than 2019. Fingers crossed. That's all we can say at this point.
Let's have a good next one. Okay.
Yeah.
So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Bye. Happy holidays.